Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hello, Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve today. So thank you for listening in. I'm blessed here to be with Dr. Alice Benton.
Hey, hi everybody.
And Chris Williams.
We get a more handsome version of Steve today.
I hope he's not listening. Oh, gosh. Before we go to a call, got a reminder here that on Monday, we will have a special guest, Ann Beeler. She'll join the show. You might know her as the founder of Annie Ann's Pretzel Chain. And the reason we're having on, she has an incredible story of overcoming years of sexual abuse by a pastor, which she shares about in her book, The Secret Lies Within. She'll offer encouragement about overcoming trauma and finding purpose in the pain, and we'll be taking your calls. So tune in Monday and talk to her, especially if something about her story clicks with your struggles and what you're dealing with.
You know, coming to light painfully, and I've gotten a lot of calls on this in the last few months, and a lot of work, is when abuse happens in the church, when abuse happens from people in spiritual authority, again, it really, really messes with us and affects us and impacts us in some pretty profound ways. And let me just say this, is that the whether it be parents or pastors or teachers, but people in authority, their primary purpose, and this is for all of us who have authority, this is including us who talk on a radio show, is our primary purpose is to provide safety, is to provide a sense of protection and security, because that's what allows us to do everything else. And sometimes the protection and security is, hey, take courage, as God says to Joshua, for I am with you. But when the people in authority are now the threats, the world goes topsy-turvy and flips upside down. And we go into a state of what we call hypervigilance, but it's just a fear-based obsession. And our life wraps itself around fear, where nothing is trustworthy. And then we wonder why it affects our faith so much. Well, of course it does. What we need is, again, find safe places, safe people, safe authorities that will allow us to confront the hurt and the pain, get safe, and then find the healing. And for those of us who find ourselves, which is almost all of us who are parents or otherwise, in places of authority, this is why our own healing is crucially, crucially important. Yep. Is because the pain that we don't heal, it's the pain that oftentimes will be bled onto the people underneath us.
There you go.
And so call us, utilize us, join our ministry, our movement, contribute, because that's what we're trying to do, is just partner with Jesus by bringing light into dark places, and by doing so, bringing healing and ultimately the life that he desires.
And when the world is unsafe because you've been so mistreated, sometimes the only safe person is a paid therapist or a life group at church or calling into a radio show. Mm-hmm. But that's a place to start. And when we take that risky step, God meets us, he accompanies us, he starts to remove some of the pain and the fear, and he replaces it through the love of the therapist, through the love of us on the radio, through the love of the group. But we got to open ourselves up to the hands and feet God has, his hands and feet that he's put in our lives.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Several weeks ago, probably months ago now, when I heard about Ann Beeler and her story and of abuse and such, every time I walk through a airport now and see Annie's, makes me want to buy something just to support her.
Hey, I'll support her.
So call us on Monday. We're going to take your calls here in a minute, but we'll be right back after this. And we have some good calls lined up, so stay tuned.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. We're about to go to the phones. I want to go and talk to John. John is on line 3, Virginia Beach, listens on WMPH. Hello, John. How can we help you today?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I had a question about, I guess, two questions combined in one. Could be one problem. Having issues with laziness, I guess, when it comes to, you know, reading God's Word and having a relationship with Him and pursuing Him and stuff. And also anxiety and stuff like that, where, like, other things get in your way, where distractions happen, where that can cause you to make other things more important than making God.
Hey, John. John, let me jump in really quickly here. I know this one. I know this one so well because I feel like
I
feel like you are saying my story. But let me just tell you straight up, you are not lazy. You already said it. You're anxious.
Yeah, there you go. Anxious.
Yeah, yep. Friend, what are you afraid of? What are you worried about? What's consuming your thoughts?
Everything. I know I'm ADD as heck. Mm-hmm. I know that that's a problem. I also have a mild case of Tourette's too, so I know that plays with, you know, the mind a little different than normal people. Mm-hmm. How the, you know, go kind of thing. But, you know, I'm a Christian, and it's not that I don't believe in God or His Word. I mean, I do, but it's just that I think, like, I don't know, it could, you know, I'm pretty sure Satan also uses different strategies and distractions to keep us from God. Mm-hmm. And to grow.
Sure.
By using things that he knows that are natural to us.
Yeah,
to
but let me jump in again, okay? I'm going to give you 3 steps to help you. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The first one is simplify. Mm-hmm. The second one is simplify.
Okay.
The third one is simplify. Okay.
Hey, buddy, and Tim, yeah. You know that. I think that sums it up. Thanks a lot.
Okay. You're a good sport,
John.
I want to go to a therapist, man. That was for nothing. I just three words. I'm done.
So, because what you have is you have a fast and furious brain that processes an immense amount of information all at the same time. And what happens is you get overwhelmed. And in your overwhelmed, you go into a shutdown mode, which you're calling lazy. But you're just like, man, I got to tap out.
Yeah.
And so that's where the distractions come in. The distractions come in if, like, I got to distract me from my own mind. I got to distract me from my own thoughts and get a relief from all of this overwhelm. And so the way that we combat that overwhelm, and know this, I don't believe this side of heaven you will fully get rid of that because it's a superpower God has given you. Because you process information quickly, you do it well, you can see complex problems, and you can come up with good solutions for complex problems. That's awesome. What's not awesome is the curse side of that, which again is dealing with a constant sense of feeling overwhelmed. And so when it comes to scripture, when it comes to prayer, again, when I say simplify, there is going to be a temptation in you to get as much information as possible. But think of Mary and Martha. It says, Jesus says to Martha, you are concerned with so many things. He doesn't even say what it is.
Right.
And then he says, Mary has chosen one thing, and didn't even say what that was, but said, because she chose one thing, she chose better.
Hey, John, how do you start your day? Do you get online on a screen, on your phone first thing in the morning?
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
No, I drive for a living, so
okay.
You know, there's some peace in that, and also not peace in your traffic. But I mean, in the morning time, I mean, I don't even turn the radio on. I just drive in silence to work.
Good for you.
Good.
That's a good start.
Yeah. But you know, it's difficult to say exactly what my problem is. I mean, I know, and that is really good what you said. Simplify. If I could simplify so many things, that would make things so much more better. Or, you know, I can enjoy my life because I feel like I can't enjoy my life.
Yes.
Know, I really can't.
So, but
because I'm so overwhelmed with so much stuff.
Yeah, so let me give you one more thing here, okay? Because what happens is in all of the stuff that rattles on inside of you, it turns into a cycle. It sort of recycles itself. So you need to offload all of that stuff. And what your distractions are doing is trying to distract you for the stuff. But offloading the stuff best happens in safe friendship. When you can tell another person what's going on inside of you, what that does, what God has designed that relationship to do, is to offload it of yourself so it's outside of you. Someone else can grab it, throw it in a fire, and be like, let's move on. But then your body gets a sense of safety. Someone is with me. Mm-hmm. And it just relaxes. That's what our deep relationships and friendships are meant to do.
And Jesus depended upon that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, I think you also have some messages in your head about how bad you are that came from other people who didn't understand all you were dealing with and didn't know how to handle you. And so they called you lazy.
Yeah.
And they said you were bad. And they said you were unteachable. And you were punished for it. They didn't know how to handle it, and neither did you. But you have taken ownership of those messages as true about you. Mm-hmm. But what God does is he calls us who he knows we can be and who he knows we are now. And so I say that you are a man of great potential. I say that you are a man who loves God and who sees that, of course, you're inadequate, as I am too. You're a man who desires to do better. And that tells me that God is giving you the desire and the power to be able to do his will, which he promises. So I want you to figure out who mistreated you like that, who called you those names, and I want you to break off those sayings over you, that those are no longer true about you. I also want you to watch The Chosen, and I want that to be your Bible time.
Yeah.
And then lastly,
I'll say one more thing I'll let you guys get.
Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
One other thing is, I think a lot of time, now this could be spiritual warfare too, is that, you know, when you yourself feel like you're not as close with God as you should be, or pursuing him and reading his word every night, I believe that you can also have doubts of like, oh, well, God must be mad at me. He must be disappointed in me because, you know, I'm not, you know, and then that just can start growing like a bad seed in the yard, you know.
Yeah.
So I want you to tell God, God, I can't get myself to have a touch with Scripture. I cannot do it, but I am willing to be made willing. So keep giving him the honest confession of your inability. He always honors that prayer if we're persistent with it.
Okay, one last thing, John, so I'm going to help you simplify. Okay, there's going to be two phrases that I want you to just, it's only four words, okay? Be loved. So allow yourself to be loved. You are the beloved of God.
Okay.
Be loved. You have to receive it, okay? And show up. That's all you have to. You do those two things today, and then you repeat that tomorrow and going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make guarantees, but I guarantee you will see a marked improvement of your closeness to God. And that shame, that negative message that Alice was helping you identify, starts to lessen. And do that in front of other people.
You're a delightful man
who
brought a lot of laughter to our show. I wonder if you noticed that. That was you, John. You are
wonderful. I want to hang out with John.
I do, too.
Yeah, and we were laughing with you, not at you.
That's all that matters.
Yep. Yeah. There you go.
Well, thank you, John.
I thank you guys. Thanks for taking my, you know, I know you got other people ready to talk to you guys, but I appreciate the time, and I'll definitely simplify it, and I'll definitely try to practice that, because I think that that's going to help a lot. So thanks a lot.
Call back. Let us know how it goes.
And Dave Stoops' book on thoughts.
You are who you think.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That we'll get that book off to you.
You want to read that?
All righty, it's coming your way. Thank you.
Bye
bye.
How's it going?
Okay, that was a good call. I like John. Let's go and talk with Harry. Harry's on line two, and he's Boston, WEZE. How you doing, Harry? How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi.
What's up?
First of all, let me tell you that the reason I call this program is because I listen to the program, and I see that that you really help people, and there's no judgment in you.
Mm. Well, thank you.
You guys have real professionals. My problem is that I was abused, sexually abused, two times when I was a kid.
Sorry.
Harry, how old were you when that happened?
Seven and ten.
Oh,
I
wow.
Never told anybody.
And how old are you today?
56.
Oh, my goodness,
right,
Harry.
Inside all those years.
Whew.
Thank you for trusting us and sharing that with us.
I was an alcoholic. I was a drug addict. I wanted to kill myself. I went to the hospital for suicidal. And one time I was in my house alone, and I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I cannot do it because I got a mother and a father. I'll kill them.
Oh, Harry,
and
Harry.
God.
Thank God. Thank
God.
So Harry, I want you to hear in your story, I want you to hear this really, really clearly. You're telling us something really important about your story by telling us that you're struggling with alcohol and drugs and wanting to end your own life and feeling, you're doing a great job connecting emotionally to the pain that you're carrying inside. What you're really telling us today is, I just want to stop the pain. How do I stop the pain? How do I get out of this? How do I get out of the torture of what I've been carrying for 46 years inside of me, that no human being, God has not designed us human beings to carry the pain of sexual abuse inside of us for a day, nonetheless 40 years.
And I asked God, because I didn't know God. I asked God if you really exist.
Yes.
Everybody says that you exist, but I don't know.
Hold on.
Please,
hold
exist.
On. There's a lot of things about God to know, and we can know information about God. But today, what we want you to know is the healing of Jesus. And what we there's some
just wait.
Well, there's some things
what he did.
Yeah. Not just what he's.
I ask him.
I know, but here, listen to me, Harry.
I'm asking for help.
Yes, and
you're getting it.
And you're getting it right here. This is the trauma that you've been through is very, very serious, and you need professional guidance from a trauma specialist that will help guide you through the process.
And you're taking that valiant, necessary step, Harry, by opening up after these decades of silence and secret pain.
What I wanted to tell you is that I asked God, please get me off the alcohol and the drugs. And like 6 months later, I met somebody. She's my wife now.
Yeah.
And I have to dream for daughters. And my life changed.
Okay.
I don't do drugs anymore. I don't.
Oh, hallelujah,
alcohol.
Harry. We are so proud of
That's
you.
That's beautiful. And now take the next step.
I have a problem now.
Yes.
On a
Harry, we're going to come back to you right after a break. We can't avoid this break, so you hold the line. We'll come back, and we'll finish up with you after this break, okay? So you listen to New Life Live. Keep hanging in there.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're talking to Harry, and Harry's really been struggling with addictions. And Alice, you wanted to take it from here.
Well, Harry, I think we may have made it difficult for you to get to your question that you have today, which I think I understand to be another addictive behavior has come to the surface, and you might be struggling with pornography or some sexual behavior. Is that right?
Yes. Pornography.
All right. Yeah. And is your question what to do? Is your question what to do about it now?
Affecting my family and my people, right?
Of course it is.
I became a Christian when this happened, when God answered me. And I have a position in church. I'm a deacon. And this is affecting my life.
Oh, yes. Yes. We think we understand. And is it that you want our help knowing what to do next about this? Is that right?
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, Harry. Chris has some things to tell you.
Harry, thank you so much for that. And it, as Alice was leading you there, and I think you were trying to lead us there, to be honest, this, I want you to understand, there's a whack-a-mole effect. And I say this for you because I say it for every one of us out there. When we're carrying our unresolved pain from our painful experiences, what we like to call childhood trauma, we will medicate that. Every person on planet Earth has a threshold of pain. And when we exceed that threshold, we're going to tap out. And that tap out looks like a medicator. And medicators are oftentimes our addictive devices. So let's say we get clean and sober off of drugs and alcohol. Another one's going to pop up until we address it. Now, I mean, you called the right place because I can't think of a better place for you to start today, Harry, than to sign up for Every Man's Battle to get there. It will be the doorway for your freedom, both to address what's going on sexually in your life, but also to help you understand how your past is really impacting that.
And that, Harry, a lot of times people will say, I can't go because I can't afford it. And I don't know what your financial situation is, but if that is your situation, when you call to find out about the workshop, tell them you'd like to get a scholarship if money is an issue. We have scholarship money. We raise money. We never want money to be a reason somebody does not attend any of our workshops. But I, having gone to hundreds of these workshops through the years, I got to tell you, it is an amazing thing that you will get there and you will learn things that you never even thought were possible to learn. You'll experience love from other men that you've never felt before. And that's a, excuse me, that's a big deal. So I think we need to leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to stay on the line. Excuse me, and ask the call screener to transfer you to our call center where somebody can talk to you about this and help you understand what the next step really needs to be.
And we're going to send you both a copy of Every Man's Battle and the Life Recovery Bible.
Thank you. We're really glad you called, Harry. We're going to be praying for you. Wow, that's tough.
Yeah, it really is.
It is tough. I just want to remind folks, if you guys are thinking about Every Man's Battle, today is the last day that you will sign up for the October 8th workshop in Atlanta and save $200 on your registration for the early bird. So just consider that.
And gentlemen, we are, ladies too, we are as sick as our secrets, and we are chained to our secret sins. But if we can take the step that Harry is taking by admitting it and admitting that we need help, God can break those shackles and chains off of us. We see it at Every Man's Battle Hall. Every month we see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take another call, get the question, introduce the subject, take a break, and continue on with it. We're going to talk to Treasure. Treasure's KBBW is the station she listens to. and she lives in Killeen, Texas. Thank you. Treasure, how can we help you? Are you there?
Hello?
Yes. How can we help you today?
Yes, hello. My name is Treasure. I'm calling in regards to my husband. I believe he's very addicted to sex. And this being my first man that I've ever been with, I don't think he understands the pain that I go through. Because before we got married, I had to explain everything to him about my trauma. I went through every step before. So he knew before he got, you know, with me about everything that I have been through since I was three. I explained to him about everything, and I'm trying, but I believe he portrays me as when he talks to other people, it's like I'm sick, pretty much. That I'm sick, and I don't understand what is going through, and I just felt I feel very pushed away, and I so many times want to give up because I don't think he understands the detriment that he's causing.
And Treasure, is he engaging in affairs or using pornography?
No, he's not. He's not engaging in any type of affair.
His sexual behavior is with you. His acting out is just with you within the marriage. Is that right?
What did you say, ma'am?
Is his sexual acting out, is it occurring just in the marriage with you and it's not with other people and it's not with porn?
No, it's just with me.
Okay,
We could watch T.J. Jakes preaching and he turns it into sex. And I finally found the strength enough to talk to his mother because I was like...
Treasure, we got to go to a break and we're going to come back and finish up this discussion in just a minute. So hold the line.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the New Life member thank you gift of the New Life Journal, 100 Days of Peace, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, Growth Has No Boundaries, a Restoration Bible, and a New Life grocery tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. We're talking with Treasure. She's has some trouble. Her husband is very sexually addicted. And Alice, you've got a couple of questions, I think.
Treasure, you are hurting, girl, and I think your husband doesn't hear your no and doesn't read your signals, and I think he pushes past that and pushes sexual intimacy at times that you don't want it and aren't willing. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And Treasure, is it at times difficult to be clear and to stick with your no? And I know he doesn't hear it very well. Is it hard for you to speak up as well?
No, he does not, ma'am.
And Treasure, is it hard for you to speak about what you want and don't want?
I believe that when I speak to him, he doesn't get it.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. And tell me, do you two have children yet?
What did you say, ma'am?
Treasure, do you have children yet with him?
I have 4 with him.
Oh. How young is the youngest?
She's 4 months now.
Oh, boy. Mm. And Treasure, when you have asked him if he's willing to get structured help with you, how has he responded to that?
He doesn't believe that he needs help. He believes that it's only that I brought this upon myself. Like, I came into the marriage already wounded.
and he has to pay the price for it.
And does he refuse to go to counseling, even if it's to get you the help he thinks you need?
He doesn't believe him. He went to counseling, but the people from the counseling agreed with him. They said that I needed help, that I'm the one that needed help, and he's probably, and that he's the one in bondage. Because, like, I knew I had not dealt with the pain before I got married. And I told him I got married at 21. I'm 29 today. I got married at 21. And before everything, before he even started asking me out, I had told him that, hey, you know, I've been violated since I was 3. And the recent one just happened. I was 19. And he just met me. And I'm trying to still process everything, and I'm very scared when it comes to sex. I don't know anything.
Yes. Treasure.
I don't understand anything. And
Treasure, let me jump in. I want you to take a big, deep breath. Thank you. Good job. Slow it down. So what happens is that you're fighting each other over your lack of safety. And what I want to say, in just for the sake right now, that yes, what they're telling you is true, that you have a problem, and the problem is the thing that you're recognizing, and that you carry deep wounding and pain around your life, but especially issues of sexuality, because you were damaged early and often, and that matters. And by the way, you know, your husband can say all he wants that it's your problem, but he chose that problem. Hmm. When he decided to marry you...
Yeah, you were clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And regardless, you know, I mean, like, listen, when we say for better or for worse, for sickness and in health, richer or poorer, we're choosing the other person's problems as much as they're choosing our problems. But then we've got to find an avenue and a way to work through those challenges and difficulties and hurts. And so I don't appreciate, to be quite honest, the way that he is passing it off all on you, that, hey, if you would get better, things would just, our marriage would be great. Because that's not true either. He chose you for a reason. I think he has his own things going on. But friend, that pain and fear that you're carrying inside of you does need help. It needs relief, and it needs healing and growth.
And it must be very scary to consider going back for counseling after it felt like the counselor teamed up with your husband against you, making you the only problem in this situation. So I want to suggest a few things to you. If your husband is not willing to return to treatment, that you would let us hook you up with a New Life counselor whom we have vetted, who specializes in sexual trauma and will know how to help you and will know how to help influence your husband to see his role in this. And I'm going to advise something I don't advise very often, and I want the men to counter this if they think this is wrong. But I think you might tell your husband, I want healthy intimacy with you. But to be able to be open to that again, I will need us both to get help. You're right. I got a big problem, and I'm going to get help for it. But I need you to come with me. Otherwise, I'm not feeling sexually safe here. So to show me that you want our marriage too, I will need you to come to therapy with me. And I may need to take a break from sexual intimacy until we both can build more safety into this.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. I love that. You know, Alice, I've just experienced so many times where I've brought the spouse into the trauma recovery process, and what happens is they see it, their empathy and care increases dramatically. And I think intimacy in marriage could be a great place for them as well.
Yes.
It's in their neighborhood. It's in Dallas, coming up, what is it, October 15th through the 17th.
Yep.
Yeah.
What could we send her in terms of a book?
Intimate betrayal.
Yeah, intimate deception. Yeah.
It's a deception. Okay. Treasure, that was a very good call. Thank you. We're sorry you're struggling. You can get help. Mm-hmm. This can be resolved with confidence.
And your babies will benefit from you initiating the help, even though your husband should be the one getting into it first.
Yeah. Before we go to Jill and talk to Jill for our next call, I wanted to talk to you about supporting New Life. We ask for support because of how God is working through this ministry, and lives are changed, and people are their trajectories are different. They realize that God is a God of second chances. God is a redemptive God. And Chris, there's a testimony here.
Yeah, you know, something that speaks to this show, the radio. Brad writes and it says, "My story with your ministry began around 2004 or 2005 as my first marriage was on its way south. I began listening to the program online to help me better understand and deal with my crazy situations that I found myself in, both at church and at home. The boys," under quotation, were on back then, and as another guy, it meant a lot to hear counsel from other men. At some point, maybe 05 or 06, I got a copy of Dave Stoops' Forgiving the Unforgivable, then Forgiving Our Parents, Forgiving Ourselves. The words of wisdom in these two books did so much to help me and see how my past was dictating my present. While my marriage ended in mid-2006, I was able to heal so much better with that godly wisdom in my heart.
You know, think about this. This was 20 years now, roughly, 2004,
15,
not quite 20, yeah. Somebody's life has forever been different for a long time now because he got a trajectory change, a God injection through great words and wisdom from the radio program, from Dave's book. Folks, that's what we do here. That's why we want you to help us continue to do what we do in bringing help, hope, and healing to people. So if you could make a gift, a one-time gift, join Club New Life, Club New Life Monthly Giving. Can't tell you how important that is and what a difference it makes because of the number of people that get the help that we wouldn't be able to reach without it. So please consider that. Please consider making it.
You know, and as we've experienced a collective anxiety around this season of a global pandemic, we're also now experiencing a collective fatigue. We're tired. When you join Club New Life, you are getting tremendous resources, not just with the books that we'll send you, but with the videos that help you recharge, that help bring
monthly
that...
Monthly CDs.
Yeah, monthly CDs. That this is supporting us, but we want to support you as well. And we want to help you find your vitality, your energy, and get your life back. There might be a book around that as well, you know.
It's coming.
Yeah, take your life back. Yeah. So again, we're here to help you, to love you, and to minister to you. But we also definitively need your help to keep going.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Well, we're going to talk to Jill right after the break. Before we go to the break, I want to remind folks that Monday, Ann Beeler from Auntie Annie's Pretzel, or Auntie Ann's Pretzel Chain, she was the founder. She had years of sexual abuse in her younger years by a pastor. And she shares about that in her book. And she's going to be online taking calls with Steve. So please consider listening in on Monday. We love having these true life stories where God has redeemed it. And out of it is God being glorified and honored. And that's the most important thing about what we do. So we also want to remind you, we got Every Man's Battle coming up October 8th in Atlanta. Today's the last day for the Early Bird Special. You save $200 if you sign up today. Fearless Parenting, October 2nd, Saturday, online workshop. Alice will be talking about screen time with Steve. We've got the scores of subjects and matters. We can't get through it all. There's so much. But we're going to do our best. So tune into that on October 2nd. And there's so much more coming up. But stay tuned. We're going to be back in just a minute, and we're going to talk to Jill in Tampa, Florida, and see if we can help her too. Thanks so much.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. And we want to take our final call for the day. That's Jill, Tampa, Florida, patiently waiting, listens on the Internet. Hello, Jill. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm calling because my stepson is 28, and him and his fiance have two kids. They're 3 and 7. And recently, my stepson disclosed to my husband that they're using meth. and they're having money problems and behavior problems with the kids. His fiance lost her job, and their car was repossessed, and neither one of them has a phone anymore. And I just fear more things happening. I don't know that they have desire, like, to go to rehab. There's some truth and some maybe not. So my husband and I are struggling with enabling versus helping or supporting or stabilizing. And we agreed we would call Child Protective Services. And we did that. And now the focus is on who called. And we're not sure if we went about this the wrong way and should we admit it was us, or, you know, we don't want to lie, but we also fear maybe we would get cut off and there would break down any kind of communication or trust that we do have.
Do they, so, they do they still allow you to see their children currently?
We don't have a super close relationship with them. We see them intermittently. But yes, we have seen them recently.
And do you know if CPS took action? Was a social worker assigned?
They came to the house and handed them a report and said, we'll be back in a couple of days, and haven't been back yet.
And do you fear that do you see signs of neglect for the kids? Are you fearful of their safety currently?
Well, I know one time the little one got out and was in the street, and a neighbor went and got her, and the situation was just kind of squashed. And then, you know, we did offer some groceries, and, you know, my stepson used to have a very beautiful relationship with his older son, and I know his son is kind of disrespecting him now. So, I don't know exactly what they've witnessed.
And your question is, do you admit to your stepson that you folks decided to make the call?
That, as well as, like, how do we go forward? Because, you know, this isn't going to be a short story, and I don't know the best approach to protecting the kids. And,
Jill,
you know, we care about my stepson and his fiance too, but the kids are vulnerable, and
you have the right perspective.
You know, can't help himself.
So let me affirm very clearly is that the most vulnerable are the ones that need most protected. Obviously it's the kids. Great job in calling Child Protective Services. Because those kids definitely need help. And when he says, hey, the older one is acting out, of course he is. He's scared, and he's angry, and he's not being taken care of the way he needs to be taken care of. And someone needs to try to step in as much as possible. And so I think it's a two-pronged approach. And again, Jill, you have the right perspective. You got to play the long game here and not the short game. But there is a short game, and the short game right now is protecting the children. The longer game is letting your stepson and his wife know that you care about them, that you love them, that you want what's best for them, and you will do whatever you can, again, within your ability, not outside of your ability, but within your ability to help them get help, that they don't have to live under the tyranny of addiction. They don't have to live under the damage that meth is doing to them and their children. And so getting into rehab, getting into recovery will be essentially important for them, and you will support that. But you will not support anything that is destructive to them or their children. And that you will help them, even what you can do, again, to care for the children as they work through these problems. Unfortunately, or if it's unfortunate that your stepson and his wife continue down dangerous behaviors, you will continue to take action to protect those children. And I think you can totally tell them, yes, we made the call. It is illegal to use illegal substances in front of children. That in most states, I don't know the Florida laws, I know the California laws, but in California, that's child abuse.
knowing that telling that truth would risk your access to the children, I think it's a very gray area. And I wouldn't encourage you to lie about it. And Chris is saying, go ahead and tell. And I can see that being a right course of action. I could also see letting them know, we'll talk with you about anything. We'll answer any of your questions. Once you folks are getting structured help, we're just not going to engage in angry, yelling, abusive conversation with you at this time. But once you're getting help, once you can address us calmly, then we'll be willing to talk with you. So I might sidestep the answer to that for a time, because trying to engage in conversation with an addict who's actively in addiction, it doesn't go anywhere.
That's true. I don't like to say this very often, but I would go with Alice's advice above mine on that one. I like that. I like that, Alice.
What do you think, Jill?
Well, I don't imagine, so far we've sidestepped, but it's not just them. Like, I can see, like, his brother and sister, or my husband's mom asking, was it you? And,
So here's
I don't think that they're angry.
Oh.
They're more the avoidant type. They don't ask those questions.
Oh.
So
okay.
I think we would just be cut off, and any chance to help or communicate or know what's going on would be gone.
Okay, so here's where you start. I want you to contact, and we have interventionists that we work with here at New Life. I want you to contact an interventionist. And the first thing is, don't start with the stepson and the daughter yet. Start with the family, everyone around them, so that everyone gets on the same page. And a good interventionist will help you, and family addiction process will help you. You know, I have some contacts there as well in Florida. And so, but we'll help you find that person.
We have a great interventionist.
Yeah, we'll get you hooked up with our interventionist here at New Life. And let that person guide the process. They know what they're doing. They've done this hundreds, if not thousands, of times.
And it takes family. It takes planning. It's
And so this is the proactive step, Jill, where it allows you and your husband to take authority over the situation, where you might reach out to these people before they ask you, did you do it? Are you the ones that did it? Reaching out to them to say, would you come on board with us in prayer and support so that we can help the son and the grandchildren? We all need to band together. Taking that active approach might protect the process better.
How about we send you a Life Recovery Bible?
And we're also going to send you a copy of Understanding and Loving a Person with Drug Addiction, with alcohol or drug addiction. We're going to send you that resource, definitely.
Jill, thank you so much for the call. We really very much appreciate it. There's a lot of people that listen to this program that are afraid to call, but they get what they want because somebody has the same problem.
Yeah, and our call center, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Right.
We have resources. We have therapists and interventionists.
And she's picked up by the screener. I wanted her to make sure the screener transfers her over to talk to our interventionist. Well, we love what we do here. We do it because God has given a calling on this ministry and Steve and what he started. We want to keep it going. We appreciate your support in so many ways. Prayer amongst them, way at the top, and finances as well. But we'll be back on Monday. Give us a call. We'll be back then.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.